This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The fossil fuel industry is pushing ahead on a ballot measure to defend gas stoves. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
To battle climate change, communities like Crested Butte and Louisville have banned natural gas hookups in new buildings. Now the industry appears ready to fight back. It's invested more than $3 million into a ballot initiative that, if passed, would make it illegal to restrict the type of energy households use for heating and cooking. It's also hired signature gatherers to help it reach the 2024 ballot. Environmental groups warn the plan would unravel recent climate progress and potentially override other health and safety rules. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The first woman to lead the Colorado National Guard is being promoted today. CPR's Elaine Tassi reports Brigadier General Laura Clellan receives a promotion to Major General.
Clellan became the first woman to lead the Colorado National Guard when Governor Polis appointed her as Adjutant General of Colorado in 2020. In that role, she's in charge of readiness, management of resources, and training. Before joining the Colorado National Guard in 1998, she held several roles in the Army and Army Reserve. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
A major semiconductor manufacturer with a facility in Colorado Springs estimates it will be able to triple its domestic production of the critical computer chips following the announcement of $162 million in federal grants. The company is called Microchip and will share the funding between its locations in the Springs and Gresham, Oregon. The money comes from the CHIPS and Science Act passed by Congress to onshore more semiconductor supply chains after mass shortages during the pandemic. This is CPR News and KRCC.